Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
7:14 Monday morning, back to work after a great weekend. I hope everybody enjoyed the weather and the Zurich Classic and the Draft Fest. Great job with the coverage on WWL, all our sports team, and Jazz Fest and everything else that was going on. 80% chance for showers today. The storms move in this afternoon, highs of 80. Not as humid tomorrow, though, highs of 84. Then the humidity comes back on Wednesday with a 20% chance for showers and humidity, highs of 84. Thursday, Jazz Fest comes back, as does the humidity, highs of 86, 20% chance for rain, 40% on Friday with an high of 84, and then the weekend, double 86s. 86s on Saturday and Sunday, 20% chance for showers both days, and by then, we'll be into May. Becky Mowbray joins us now, along with Stephen Stewart, President and CEO of BGR and Vice President and Research Director for the Bureau of Governmental Research, BGR. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning, Tommy. Great to be here.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking the time. Tell me what's going on with, I guess it started with HB 3332. I don't know if they've been shelved, but it relates to the firefighters, New Orleans firefighter pension. And a lot of people have no idea why they should care about this, but explain it from the beginning, if you will, whoever wants to take the lead.
Okay. Thanks, Tommy. Yes, you are correct. There were two bills in the legislature that would have undone an agreement that was reached in 2016 about the firefighters' pension. And the firefighters' pension has a long and difficult history, that including some underfunding by the city and then also coupled with some poor investment decisions by the former pension board of the firefighters. These bills, there was an agreement in 2016 to sort of deal with the financial mess of this pension, and these two bills in the legislature in this current session would have restored some of the benefit cuts and created some unknown financial concerns for the city, among other things. And I should note that these two bills have since been shelved by their sponsor, Representative Mandy Landry, but it is quite likely that they will come back in the future, that the firefighters will come back in the future with a proposal. And so we wanted to go forward and share with the public some of our concerns about the situation.
All right. Where does the state become involved in this?
The firefighters' pension has to go before the legislature for historical reasons, I guess dating back to like the 1960s. It is an unusual situation, but it's
and that's one of those New Orleans anomalies. One of those New Orleans anomalies with the state?
Yes. Okay. Yes, exactly.
Right. When you mention poor investments, does that include like golf courses or things like that? Or how are you defining poor investments? Or what does the record show?
Yes, there were investments in golf courses and other real estate assets and some kind of investment fund, I think, in the Cayman Islands that didn't work out so well in the past.
So who administers the fund now?
There is a pension board for the firefighters that is different from the pension board that was in charge when these poor investment decisions were made. It's a new pension board. They're trying to straighten things out, and there are different investment rules than there were in the past.
So there's a board that runs it that's different than the board previous?
Yes, but as far as residents of New Orleans are concerned, the pension today is only 11.5% funded, which means that the pension is in very poor financial shape and is not able to, afford, like, pay out the benefits that it needs to pay out without a huge contribution from the city to make things work. And, as a result of this situation, right now the city has to pay 122% of the firefighter payroll to meet the pension obligation. So that means they need to pay more than the cost of what it costs to pay the current firefighters just to cover the pension obligation.
Wait, say that part again, Becky. It costs
the
more?
It costs more to fund the pension than it does to pay firefighters. The city has to pay out 122% of the firefighter payroll to cover the pension costs. By contrast, other parishes and cities in Louisiana that use something like a state firefighters system, they only pay about 33% of the firefighter payroll into the statewide pension system. So it's very expensive for the city of New Orleans. And so that's why we were concerned about any changes in benefits that would have potentially increased the city's financial obligations or worsened the health of the pension, because the firefighters need to depend on it in their retirement.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We're going to back, try to digest what we've heard so far. We're talking to Becky Mowbray, President and CEO of BGR. And when we come back, we'll hear from Stephen Stewart, Vice President, Research Director for the Bureau of Governmental Research, about how the NOFD pension is funded. And we can recap what HB 32 and 33 would have done that have been shelved but couldn't come back next year, because I'm a little bit confused as to what Mandy Landry was trying to do. And we'll clear it up when we come back. Hopefully, 721 traffic now, WWL.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, 7:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Sometimes the most complicated stuff involve the most money and can cause the most problems and are the most difficult to follow. Becky Mowbray, President and CEO of BGR, Stephen Stewart, Vice President, Research Director of the Bureau of Governmental Research, I'll get it out, BGR, are with us to talk about Mandy Landry's bill that she filed that was shelved that could come back next year, correct me if I say anything wrong, involving the city's responsibility when it comes to paying into the firefighters' pension. Is that accurate?
That's correct, Tony.
Wow. I took notes. Correct. Okay. So, Stuart, tell me what Mandy Landry's bill would have done and why the BGR, again, is concerned about this.
Sure. The legislation came out of a set of concerns from New Orleans firefighters that the pension reforms that took place about 8 years ago have led to recruitment and retention problems. One of the things that they pointed out to us when we met with them was that departments that are in the statewide firefighter system, which basically is almost every other fire department in Louisiana, they have a higher benefit ratio so that the firefighters can earn a higher rate of pension benefits over time. And they believe that's one reason that there's a risk to New Orleans firefighters that there's a sort of a competitive disadvantage for them to stay in the New Orleans system and not go to another department. When we looked at the issue, the bill HB 33 would have increased the accrual rate for firefighters from what was set back in 2015, 2016. And then it also would have lowered the minimum retirement age. So those would be more consistent with the state plan. Our concern was that there was not very much evidence of recruitment and retention problems that's been put forward so far, and also that the cost of these changes was not clearly quantified. Typically, when you look at pension changes, an actuary comes in and does an assessment of what would these estimated tweaks to the benefit structure do to your overall cost as an employer, meaning in this case, the city of New Orleans. And that type of detailed study was, it was not really done in this case. There was an estimate, but the state actuary had some concerns about that estimate. So BGR had recommended that, before they seek changes to the benefit structure in the future, that there should be really rigorous analysis of what the benefits, first of all, is there a need? Is the pension contributing to that problem of recruitment and retention? And then what would it cost the public? Because ultimately, when you have a system that's only about 12% funded, the majority of that cost falls on taxpayers to the city.
So bottom line here is BGR's view, it would be best just to take the New Orleans Firefighters Pension Fund and put it in with the rest of the state's firefighters?
We haven't taken a position on that.
Okay.
Becky, you feel?
We haven't gone that far, Tommy. We don't know the answer to that question, but we were quite concerned with, there's been really no public discussion on these bills that were in the legislature, and these are major changes that had been proposed that could have had a major financial impact on the city without any analysis of whether there was even a problem to be solved. So as Stephen was saying, we felt like there needed to be a lot more of a look into what the financial implications of this would be, whether there was a need for these changes at all, whether the firefighters in New Orleans were at a competitive disadvantage. We couldn't see it from the brief look that we were able to take at it. But there needs to be a full study on it.
I will appreciate the information. We'll keep an eye on it. Thank you. And when we come back, we'll talk to Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Time now, WWL traffic and news and weather and all that.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.